This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged
with Emma, Damon, Ashley.
Let's go.
How are you?
I'm gonna make noises, but not voluntarily. They're just gonna happen. My throat is doing the thing again.
When you can't burp.
See, I can't burp. It's like a thing, and because I can't burp, whenever I have anything to eat or to drink, my body will just go just in like my throat, and it's very annoying. And
I kind of sometimes wish it was more audible, because I think we could make a song out of Dave's noises.
I wonder if you could hear if I like breathe in.
I know you all think that I was out late.
Oh, there we go. Did you hear it?
I got that.
Yeah, there you go.
I wasn't even out that late last night, but I was like dramatically late for work this morning.
Yeah, you
it
were.
Was very funny, because yesterday me and Emma were in the car, and I said to Emma as I left, tomorrow morning at 6:55.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
I knew that you were you had a busy day.
Oh my God, and I was forgot like, you said that.
Classic Emma is like, out of the four of us, you are probably the most consistent snoozer.
Yeah, 100%.
I've never snoozed. Well, like I've snoozed as in like I've been like 5 minutes late or whatever.
Yeah.
But I've never been like later than like 20 past.
If I was a clock watcher and if I was making notes on people being late, which I'm not, and I want to say that I'm not, I would say that Emma has the most marks to her name.
100%.
We've had a couple of ashes, like, which have been pet related.
But isn't it so bizarre that you'd think it'd be me? Like, when we started the show, everyone's like, Dave's going to be late all the time.
But you have to remember as well, there's days that I'm early, I stay later. Like, it's all swings and roundabouts.
Of course.
Emma comes the furthest away.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think as well, like you said, like I'm well able to, I wouldn't be rushing out the door either. So forgive me. But I wasn't even out that late last night. I swear to God, I was saying to Dave earlier off air, I don't think you were out, Callum. Do you know the way you're always the person on a night out these days who's like, I have to go home early.
Yeah.
I have to go home early. And my friend and I were having so much fun, and she was having the time of her life. She was like, please, another half an hour.
You don't want to be the buzzkill.
I know. And when it's just the two of you and you can't leave her off on her own.
Yeah.
She was like, can you please just stay till 12? Because we were having such a good time. We were dancing. It was fun.
But you know, a 12 o'clock finish. Is that a 12 o'clock? If that's a 12 o'clock finish in town, you're not getting home until nearly one,
yeah,
and then the alarm is going off at 5.
Yeah, you know it's a disaster.
That's a 4 hour sleep. That's not helpful.
Yeah, it's no good. But I was like, yeah, like you know when someone smiles on her face, please,
yeah,
it's so much fun.
Emma, sorry to completely derail the conversation.
Don't.
But I have a question for you.
Sorry. Yeah.
Are you a fan of Nick Jonas?
Not particularly.
No.
He's an attractive man.
He was 100 meters from your location last night.
Fuck off.
Yeah.
He's in town, yeah.
He's in town, yeah.
Where was he?
He was at Rosa Madre in in Temple Bar, and you were at the Olympia.
And I swear to God, after the Olympia, because myself and Avian love a bit of trad, part of me was like, well, I suggest Temple Bar. Imagine. And then I was like, nah.
That's
so funny. What's he doing? Is he gigging or just hanging out?
No, they're not touring for a couple of months. That's mad. Now, here's a question for you, because next Thursday, we're off to see Mika at the Olympia.
Yeah.
Are you thinking of dashing? Because is your mum coming to that?
Yeah, no. That was the idea. Although I haven't mentioned it in about 2 months, and I say she's forgotten. And I know if I ask her, she'll be like, oh Jesus, I have to make it to Dublin now. I don't know. I'll say it to her again, but I don't want her to feel like pressured.
Okay, because I have because I bought the ticket. So I think, is Ash and her mum going?
Ash and her mum is coming.
Me and Jess are going.
Uh-huh. And if my mom doesn't come, then I'll offer it to Dave again, but he seems to not want to come.
Come to Mika.
No.
I could be brown, that could be blue.
I could be vibe.
Bring your mom, and then if she doesn't go, then maybe I'll go.
Do you know what I came across the other day, and I've put on my playlist, actually my newest addition to my Spotify playlist. Do you remember the song Happy Ending by Mika? What a joy, this one.
Lovely song. This is the way you love me.
I do not know that song.
I love We Are Golden.
There's only Mika song that is absolutely one of the greatest songs of all time.
Big girls, you are beautiful.
Great song, incorrect though.
Lollipop.
No, wrong.
It
wasn't a hit.
Right, okay.
The one with Ariana Grande.
Yes.
Popular.
Yes. Popular.
Really?
Popular.
I never knew he did a song with Ariana Grande.
Yeah, and it wasn't a hit, which is so weird, right? But if you go to like YouTube and like look at the views, it has 213 million views.
Wow.
I think that's a song from Wicked, you know.
It is, I think, actually. But I think they remixed it in their own
way.
Is it new?
No,
this
like
is
10 years old.
Yeah.
He did it with Ariana. It's unbelievable.
Classic Ariana. This is peak Ariana.
It's peak Ariana.
Not like sad Ariana.
No, it's really, really good.
Right. Okay. Did anyone else notice that no one really got cared about Ariana Grande until what was that really sexy song she released?
The one with Mac Miller?
No
way.
No, I think that all of that was missed out on. I think the one that really got her going, that really got her, I'll edit this.
We're riffing. There's the one with Nicki Minaj.
Hold on, I'm going to side to side,
which is filthy.
I'm going
that's
back
filthy.
To
that was after. I'm so into you. I think that was the one that
that's
made.
It's not that dirty.
No.
No. Just I think it was like a.
Yeah.
Which is funny because Into You wasn't until 2016, but in 2014 she had Bang Bang.
Bang Bang is a weird one.
It is.
Have you ever looked at the artwork for Bang Bang?
No.
Go on to Google there before we go. I know we're waffling, but you'll enjoy this.
What is it?
Ariana Grande, Nicki Minaj, and Jessie J, Bang Bang.
I mean,
That just the artwork of the song, you know, like if you would buy the single.
This one?
No, it's not that. It's like they're in three boxes.
Oh.
Yeah, this thing here.
And it looks like it's been made by a child.
It does, to be fair.
None of them look like who they are.
No, they don't at all.
Nicki's not really recognised. Actually,
they're all terrible photos.
Yeah, they're not good.
Like, who signed off on that?
Are they meant to be mugshots?
I don't know. Like, maybe it is, but also, like, Nicki's is the only one who looks like a mugshot.
Bang Bang also reminds me, and I may be wrong, but it makes me think it's one of those songs where they were never in the room together.
No, yeah.
The Ariana Grande picture in that artwork looks like it was taken from like 17 photos back of her Facebook profile picture.
Yeah. Really terrible.
Okay, we're back Monday. Enjoy your weekend, mind yourself, and Ash back Tuesday.
Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave, and Ashley.
Let's go.
Every day we wake up, rise and shine.
Woo. Good morning. It's 3 minutes after seven. It's Friday, the 5th of April. Emma, Dave, and Ashling, just Emma and Dave with you this morning.
I have risen and I am shining.
That's
happy
gorgeous.
Friday.
I'm glad to hear. I think every last one of us on our team were late this morning.
Every single one of us.
Yeah, it's funny, isn't it, how that happens? Everyone just at one point goes, nah,
yeah,
not today.
It was just a Friday vibe, wasn't it?
It was.
I snoozed twice.
Good for you. I snoozed for potentially an hour.
Yeah.
I woke up and I was like, I should be 50 minutes into my workday now. Anyway, we're here and all good. I was leaving work yesterday, walking down to the car park, and I'd gone to the loo yesterday. I don't know what came over me in the morning, but I just was like, I'm so over jeans. I'm going to just wear tights. Once you have tights on as a girl, you're like, right, I'm going to need to wear something nice.
Okay.
In my mind anyway. So I threw on a skirt, grand. And anyway, went to the loo before leaving work. You know where this is going.
I don't actually.
Really?
No.
And I was walking down the road and producer Callum was about 7 or 8 steps behind me and he just went, Emma, sorry, just... Your skirt is in your tights.
Oh, no. Like tucked in.
Ah, man.
That must be a lovely sight.
Producer Callum of all people as well. Although, actually, I'm glad it was producer Callum and not some random.
It could be worse.
So I just, obviously me, what? How bad was it? What could you see? And he was like, you could see a bit, yeah.
Oh, my God.
And then I remembered, do you remember last Christmas, 12 months, we did Chris Kendall on the show?
Yeah.
And we were only new to the show and a few, whatever, at some point I'd revealed I sometimes liked wearing lads' jocks.
Yes.
And Ashling bought me jocks for Christmas.
I do remember this.
I was like, I'm Ashling's jocks. I was like, I never am going to leave the house again.
Oh my God.
It's 5 past 7. Good morning. So good. Ariana Grande's We Can't Be Friends on Spin with Emma, Dave and Ashley. Good morning. It's 11 minutes after 7.
Morning.
Such a good night last night. I went to see Jazzy for the first time.
I saw it on your Instagram. It looked deadly.
I've often seen her, like, obviously at gigs, but more or less through video. I just haven't caught her live before. And oh my God, she's phenomenal.
She's really good.
Belters were on before as well. Belters Only. Also haven't seen them live. What I noticed about the crowd at the Olympia was the passion and the dedication. And I love that because she's a local girl.
Yeah.
And it's clearly like, obviously she's probably had fans travel in from God knows where all over the country, probably Galway and Limerick and all were up, but also just a huge local crowd, which was really nice to see. But what I didn't expect at an Olympia gig on a Thursday night was the amount of kids, right?
Actual kids?
Genuine
kids. Are you just feeling old?
No, I'm talking about literal children.
Like 14-year-olds?
Right? No, I'm talking about 7-year-olds.
Wow!
6-year-olds.
No way!
5-year-olds. Girls with dummies in their mouth.
Stop it.
Yeah.
That's gas.
So many children at the gig, and you know what? It was fab. Obviously, they must know her.
Yeah,
they
of course.
Love her.
Yeah.
And it actually reminded me of like, who was your first like, I'm in awe of a star.
Yeah. I can't remember. I never went to a gig as like a kid. I think the very first gig I ever went to and I went on my own was Jedward.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? And that was filled with kids as well.
Were you
obviously.
Overage at that though?
No, I wasn't.
You were underage.
Oh, I was underage, yeah. Okay. I was only like probably like 15 or something.
Well, I actually think that all the kids that were at the Olympia last night, they're, you know, just their general reputation is miles beyond mine for their age, because the artist, that's a bit of a reach, the person that I was obsessed with at their age.
Oh, yeah.
Was this lad. And if my world
starts turning. Is that your man Chris something, is it?
Chris Doran.
Chris Doran. Didn't you go and see him with your granny or something?
No, with my mom.
Your mom.
He played at like a local sports hall after winning that Irish show. What was it? Star? No. Like it was.
You're a Star.
You're a Star.
I went and saw that live in the Helix when that was on. And Linda Martin waved at me. It was a great night.
I actually have secondhand jealousy now. All these years later, I would have loved to have. But that was my hype. And I remember getting the signed CD and thinking, oh my God, I can't believe I've met him. I can't believe I've met him. I can't believe I've met him. And anyway, the kids last night, much cooler than me because they are absolutely obsessed with Jazzy. One thing I did notice about the gig goes out, my friend Ave, was all the kids, obviously we were standing, could see very little, right? So
right,
some
yeah,
of their
course.
Moms and dads had them up. You know the barriers between like all the rows and the standing area? Had them kind of balanced on that and holding their legs to like keep them safe or whatever. But like so many of them didn't have that opportunity and were just standing behind us. And I just felt guilty for standing there because I was like, the kid can't see anything behind me. So we were constantly kind of moving out of the way to let them see. And then my friend Ave was like, would it be weird if I asked their ma if I can give them a jockey back?
I love that.
I was like, just ask and see. So then we were both like on a mission to be like, give the kids a good gig. Like, we'll give them a jockey back. So I was asking parents, she was asking parents. The parents were cool, but then we were like, once we got the permission from the parents, we were like, hey, do you want a jockey back? And I think we were too enthusiastic. We scared them. They were like, no. We were like, okay, that's fine. Never mind. Avery was like, if that was me, I'd be like, yeah.
I'd say yes even to this day.
Yeah, let me know. Let me see what's going on. Anyway, it wasn't to be.
Sounds like a good gig, though.
It was brilliant. New era now in Birds in the Sky at Spin. Recharged. Good morning.
Good morning. So everyone has been talking about this specific thing online. Supermax has had its social media account suspended because of an April Fool's Day prank where they mimicked the renaming of stadiums in Ireland. This was a huge story a couple of months ago where a company, basically where like Parky Cueve or something or whatever, a company has bought them and decided they want that called like that, so Parky Cueve is now called Super Value Parky Cueve.
Yes, there was a lot of jokes online about this, wasn't there?
Yeah, and then
their sponsor, whatever.
Yeah, Musgrave Park was called Virgin Media Park, right?
But so, at the same time, you have everything. You've got the Three Arena versus the Point.
It's not unheard of at all, especially even for stadiums. Like, you've got the Aviva Stadium, you know what I mean? You've got the Emirates, the Etihad. A personal favourite of mine from a couple of years back was when Drogheda United's home ground, United Park, turned into Hunky Dory Park.
No way!
Yeah, Hunky
Dory
Park.
Do you know what, lads? If you're lucky enough to get a sponsor, you're lucky enough to get a
exactly.
sponsor.
Now, luckily it's back to United Park now. But Supermax have previously joked, you know, that it was going to, you know, it's done previous kind of pranks, I suppose, or April Fool's Day stuff, saying it's going to open a chain of Supermax in Dublin nightclub Coppers. Right. Yep. It also said there was opening a drive-through wedding service, like different things like that. Like they're a bit of crack.
Supermax,
you know what I mean?
In general are kind of like, I feel like the word's overused, but you have to give credit where it's due. They're iconic.
They are
iconically
iconic.
Irish. They're iconically Galway. They're iconically GA.
They were iconically. They were iconic from the second they took on McDonald's and won.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like I love them. They're great. So Supermax decided to do an April Fool's Day prank and put up online that they were going to be the main sponsorship at Croke Park, and it was going to be called Supermax Croke Park. Right.
Again,
it was
a joke. I believe it.
You would, yeah, kind of. I suppose a little bit, but it's like it's on the 1st of April. It's an April Fool's Day joke. And famously, the Gaelic Athletic Association love jokes. They're really great crack. They did not find it funny.
Oh, no.
In the slightest.
Are you joking?
Oh, my God.
Alas.
The GAA told the Irish Examiner that while it did not enter into correspondence with Facebook and Instagram owners, it did file takedowns via online reporting form on Facebook and Instagram. So it basically was like, saw the post and was like, I'm going to report that.
Wow.
For being fake. For being false.
Ah, lads.
So I went crying to Meta basically and was like, they're making fun of me, punish them. A spokesperson said that Croke Park is a registered trademark. The use of any registered trademark is not permitted, in jest or otherwise, where it's clearly being used for advertising purposes and in this case on a business account. What losers.
I know, very, very sad.
Losers.
Very sad.
They have been since reinstated. The accounts were apparently removed in error and were reinstated earlier yesterday on, according to Meta. Supermax boss Pat McDonough has hit back at the GAA, though.
I'm glad for Pat.
He said, at the end of the day, it's a storm in a teacup, and I'm just surprised at how sensitive they were to get their legal team to contact Meta on a bank holiday Monday.
Yeah. And I'm a big fan of that. Have you not got better things to be doing, you'd imagine?
Oh, my God. It was a bit of crack. We were... That's kind of the thing about when you say iconically Irish Supermax. Iconically Irish is having a bit of crack and having a bit of banter
exactly.
and a bit of joking around. Yeah. Like, my God, why did we start taking ourselves so bloody seriously?
I know, and it's so in jest. It's April 1st. Like, you'd swear it was something negative that they'd said about Croke Park. It wasn't. It was lol. Imagine we were, like, the next sponsors of the stadium. Callum.
Do you know what? And I'm not going to be, like, in defence of this, but you know, I'm just looking at other, like, there's two sides to
everything. I'm nervous because I've called the GA loser.
No, not necessarily, but you look at, like, other April Fool's Day jokes, and it's normally, like, brands taking the mick out themselves. So, obviously, earlier on in the week, we looked at some of the April Fool's jokes from this year, and it was, like, Domino's Pizza doing their own frozen
pizzas
pizza
or Krispy Kreme. Yeah. Come and glaze it. Come and, if you have it, we'll glaze it.
Yeah, and I think where they have the issue here is another brand is using their brand as the joke.
However, it's right there. After all the renames this year and the random sponsorships, it would be like such a waste not to go for it.
I don't understand how it's bad for Croke Park. Like, it's
in any way,
it's a silly joke where it's like, it's not as if you're making fun of Croke Park.
Not in the slightest.
And also, even if you were, why does that matter? It's your Supermax. There's two totally... One's a football association and one's a fast food chain.
Yeah.
And then after midday, they're going to say, lads, this was an April Fool's joke. This isn't
And
real.
I think even in the comments of the original post that they put up of the Supermax Croke Park, they put it in the comments, this is an April Fool's joke, by the way. Do you know what I mean? Just for in case.
I feel sorry for the social media person or the, you know, the team who came up with
it. Yeah.
They're probably like, oh, God.
We're going to lose my job.
I'd say your man, though, Pat McDonough, is like, no, you did nothing wrong. That's funny.
I think it's great publicity for them.
It's great because it's gone even further now. Because obviously this story, this whole thing, they've got their Instagram taken down and stuff. Everyone's talking about it. Whether it's, if Croke Park had done nothing, which I'm kind of buzzing about, if they'd done nothing, no one would really be talking about it.
Everyone
would be like,
ah,
well done, great.
If they want to rename this station, they can be called Supermax 103.8.
Yes, 100%. Yeah.
We'll take that.
If we get loads of debate about it, news
anything
talk
for
and
you
stuff,
guys.
Then we're happy with that. Here is Casso, Ray, and D Block Europe. It's called Prada. Of course, you are on Spain. Good morning. It's Casso, Ray and Prada on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling. Ray is having a stormer year already. Swept up at the Brits.
Oh, yeah.
And then this weekend, she's the musical guest on, if you don't mind, Saturday Night Live in the
Saturday
States.
Night.
And if you would like to watch it back, you can do. Producer Callum just informed us how fun. You can catch it on Sunday on Now with an Now Entertainment membership.
Yeah, on Sky Comedy or something.
Yeah.
That'd be very, very cool. Live from New York, it's Saturday Night.
Yeah, totally. And she just seems like such a good crack. I say she'd be fantastic on it. So 100% we'll be watching.
Isn't
that
it weird how we've kind of almost claimed Ray as Irish?
Yeah, because she's such a good crack.
There's no one like, there's no other Brit act that we're actually like, God, we just love them so much.
Yeah.
She's just brilliant.
And I remember, like, literally a million years ago interviewing her at Electric Picnic on a like a random wooden bench.
Yeah.
And we spent most of the time just chatting about skincare.
Oh, I love
her. She is A1 just sound. I don't get the impression she's changed.
No,
you know what
she's
I mean?
Not. She's just
anyway,
sound.
Up Ray.
Up Ray.
Up Now Entertainment.
Up Ray.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Billy Gillies and Hannah Bullen and DNA on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling. I saw he did an interview the other day and he was asked, come here. What's the story? How do you pronounce your surname? Because if you listen to other radio stations, how dare you? You might notice some people say Billy Gillies. And so he answered the question. He was like, it actually is Gillies.
Yeah.
But he has a bit of crack with the fact it rhymes with Billy. So he's like...
Even he calls it Billy Gillies.
Billy Gillies.
Yeah.
Will we convert?
I don't know.
I don't know what to do. Callum?
It's a bit like the Travis Kelce, Travis Kelce situation.
Yeah.
Travis Kelce... See, his real name is Travis Kelce.
Really?
But everyone calls him Travis Kelce.
It rhymes better. It kind of
he's all right with that. But Billy Gillies just sounds like children's entertainer.
It does a little
bit. But if he's the artist and that's what he goes by.
But his real name is Billy Gillies.
I know.
We're going by his mother's. Gillies. What is his mother's choice?
What his mom would like. This is exciting news if you live not here.
Great. Love that. Oh, damn it. Do you know what? I just realised I live here.
I know. So this story sucks for us because there's nothing we can do about it. However, it does leave some potential imagination. 7-Eleven, which we don't have here. We have Spars and Centres. mattress.
Yep.
They have announced that they're bringing this day, basically, for this one particular day. They're doing this big promotion where you can bring your own cup to their shop.
I love 7-Eleven. Like, I was in America before and I religiously went to 7-Eleven.
When I was in Thailand, I could not believe the amount of 7-Elevens because I've never been to America and I never was in a 7-Eleven. And you always hear about it in movies, you always see it on TV shows, hear people kind of name drop it in, especially like I said in America.
I think if you open a chain like that from America here, it'll go mad. Like, look at Pret A Manger. Do you remember when that opened?
Yes.
And well, everyone was at the door for weeks.
The thing about it is, because when I was in Thailand, everyone was obsessed with it. I'm going up to the local 7-Eleven to get a coffee. I'm going to 7-Eleven to get a toothbrush. I'm going to 7-Eleven to get this. And every evening it would be like, go in and get whatever you need for the night from 7-Eleven. And one night we were sitting there, it was like 10:30 at night. We were like, are they still open? And my cousin said, yeah, sure, it's 7-Eleven. They're open between 7 a.m. and 11 p.m.
What?
It was wrong. I was so sad. Oh. I was so sad. I was like, that makes perfect sense. But I got up at 10:30, they were closed.
Oh, damn it.
I know, it sucked. I was like, that makes sense. 7 a.m., 11 p.m.
Nope. That's annoying.
So the name makes no sense to me. Anyway, this particular day that they're launching is Bring Your Own Cup Day, and you can fill anything up with Slurpee.
Yes, I love their Slurpees.
So all you have to do, we can't go obviously because we're in Ireland, but it's to show up on the Saturday the 13th of April, Saturday week, and bring your own container and fill it up with Slurpee.
Oh, stop.
Now, it's not completely free, but imagine that the normal, regular kind of cup you're given for a Slurpee is whatever size that is.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's $1.99.
Yeah. But you'd pay like a tenner to be like, fill your own, whatever
exactly.
You want.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Is Slurpee like where you can get... Is it like, what do we call it?
It's like a slush puppy.
A slush puppy. Yeah. Exactly that. Now, unfortunately, there are some rules.
Don't tell me them. I don't want to know the rules.
What are the rules? The cup needs to be food safe and clean. Surely, if I go in with a dirty cup, that's not your problem, 7-Eleven.
That's not your problem
at
all.
That's my problem.
Yeah.
Number two, the cup needs to be able to fit upright.
No.
Within the 10-inch hole in the in-store display. Sure, you might as well just give me the cup then, lads.
Oh, my God.
7-Eleven says this will ensure it can also fit under the Slurpee drink dispenser. Again, you're ruining the fun.
So
don't announce this day.
You've completely ruined everything with the rules.
The cup must be watertight and leak-proof.
Again, not your issue.
Saying I bring my reusable coffee cup in.
This is unfair. Like, I was actually really on board with this, and now it's just like the rules have ruined it on me. So I would like to just pretend that the rules don't exist, and I'm trying to think about what I would go and bring to 7-Eleven.
They do say, we love seeing customers enjoy our products in a fun way. So from a cowboy boot to a fishbowl, the more creative the cup, the better. We can't wait to see what our customers come up with this year. So this is obviously a thing.
I'm thinking like, again, the rules are stupid. Like, don't say I can bring my own container.
Yeah, that's just
and then that not there's... let me have my own container.
Yeah, I hear
you. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I want to bring my own manufactured Pringles cans that I've glued together and taken the bottom out of and, do you know what I mean, shove it up the thing.
Literally, the end of them is like out the door. Of
exactly,
the
and let it just pour down.
Yeah,
if they need something to be able to put in the container and it's not, it has to be within the 10 centimetre diameter or whatever, you could just get like a little pipe and just funnel it into your container from there. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Into whatever. But I'm thinking you could get, like, I have a basin under the sink in my house. We could use that.
Yeah.
You could go out and buy a brand new toilet bowl. You could fill that.
Toilet bowl.
I'm trying to think of, like, big things that I have in my house. Fish tank.
What
you could
is
do that.
The biggest thing you have in your house, 087-711-1038. What is the biggest thing you could fill up that you own?
The bin. This is...
The bin is right there.
Oh, my God, this is great.
It's got to be bigger, though. What is the biggest thing you could fill up in your house? Get in touch. 087-711-1038. You could have Slurpee coming out the yin-yang for a week.
So good.
It'd be very melty, though.
Need a big freezer, but it'd be so good.
Benson Boone now, it's Spin.
For a while there, it was rough.
Calvin Harris and Rag and Bone Man and Lovers in a Past Life on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling. I was just telling you a story about 7-Eleven. They've announced Bring Your Own Cup Day and you can fill up anything you want with Slurpee, right? Now, we were saying, unfortunately, we don't have 7-Eleven here. We have Spars and Centres and Circle K's and I would just love a 7-Eleven here. There was such hype about it when we were in Thailand. They were bloody everywhere you looked.
Yeah.
I kind of felt weird about it. I was like, why is there not just loads of local stores? I don't know. There's just such a huge takeover there as well. But anyway, they do some great food. They have everything you could ever want, from nail clippers to a bar of chocolate.
I haven't been to one in years, obviously, because it's been a while since I've been to America, but they work everywhere in America and I love them. I don't know why. It's like going into a shop in Spain and just getting like a load of Lays. You know, you're going on holidays anywhere and you go into a shop, it's great.
And I love any shop that has wall to wall, like the whole back wall of the shop is drinks.
Oh, I love that.
I love a good drinks counter.
Yeah, same.
Do you want a Lucozade orange squared?
Yeah.
Yeah, we got it. Right? So it sounds like a fun headline until you get to the rules, okay? So ooh, if you show up to the store on this particular Saturday in April, Saturday week, and you bring your own container, you can bring, you can fill up a Slurpee for like, you can fill it with Slurpee for $1.99. So real cheap. And you're like, think big here, right? Get Slurpee for days. But the rules are, the cup needs to be food safe and clean. Again, why is that not to do with you?
Nothing.
If I want to poison myself, that's my own business.
That's my issue.
The cup needs to be able to fit upright within the 10-inch hole in the store display.
This is so pointless.
Yeah, exactly. So like, obviously, it's like filling up a coffee from a coffee machine. There's only a certain amount of room.
Yeah, yeah.
So we were thinking creative on this. What's the biggest thing you own? We can put a pipe from A to B.
You could get a pipe from the actual Slurpee machine, which is basically like a slush puppy, by the way, if you're wondering what a Slurpee is. And then it just rolls down the pipe into your container.
100%.
Like a basin, a toilet bowl, a fish tank. That's the vibe I'd like to go with.
Well, I'm thinking the biggest thing I probably own in terms of something fillable, and it could be kind of messy, but I have a big ass washing basket. It's annoyingly big. It's obnoxious.
Is it? It's not wicker, is it?
It is a bit. It's not wicker. It's lined on the inside, so I do think it would have some chance of containing it. John is standing by there. What do you have, John?
Oh, you could drag down my bath. 100%.
Your bath. The bath is so genius. That is absolutely genius. That might be a 3-man job.
Yeah.
That's the only thing.
Someone has to carry it.
Myself and ourselves could go down and we could organise that.
That's very, very true. Emma, Dave and John.
Emma, Dave and John. Yeah. Going off to the ferry to try and find a 7-Eleven with John's bath. I'll hold the plug hole, yeah?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. Sorry, Aisling, you missed out.
And come here, is your bath like connected to the ground though?
That could be arranged where it could be taken out for sure.
Yeah, right, definitely. Okay.
For the sake of a $1.99 Slurpee, I hear you.
I love
it. Yeah, 100%.
Very good.
There's
choice.
Money to be made on a full bag full of Slurpee.
Dead right. Not to be sold separately, though, I'd imagine, Slurpees.
Cheers, John.
Appreciate it, John.
Talk to you later. Imagine us heading off now. John, myself, yourself, and bath.
Bath in hand.
For the sake of a bit of Slurpee.
I'd do it. I was thinking like a bin bag. A bin bag would be a good shout. Just putting that under, just filling it up. Do you know what
that
I mean?
That is perfect.
Or, and I know it's totally against the rules, but we're going against the rules because the rules are stupid. Do you know when you go into like someone from the country's house and they have a shed, or they have a shed and in the shed is a big freezer? It's one of those like open the thing freezers.
I
knew you would have one of them.
Like as in, it would be like, what are we having for dinner tomorrow? And someone would have
go
to
go out the back garden and have a look.
Bring in a chicken.
Just fill up one of them. But I was having a look and see what other people have done in America, like actually creative stuff to get their Slurpee on, right?
Right.
Someone has filled up their prosthetic leg. Big fan of that.
You're joking.
Because it's quite a big prosthetic leg. Also, it doesn't fit. It doesn't go against the rules, but it still works. It's very fun. Someone's filled up a watermelon. Someone's filled up a kettle. Very good. Someone has gone and got a bargain bucket from KFC and filled that up. And I think that is absolutely genius.
What a great day. You first ate a bargain bucket, then you're going in getting a bargain bucket full of Slurpee to wash it down.
One of the most creative ones I've seen, though, is someone has taken a football and cut out a part of the football and just filled up the football with I just genius, absolutely genius. You could do that. You could almost do it with like, do you know the inside of a? Oh yeah, you could do that with the big. What are they called? The big exercise balls. Just do it with like that.
We're looking at one in the corner of the studio. Someone else who uses the studio in the afternoon sits on this during their show, and it's looking at us every day. That would be a lot of Slurpee in that ball.
Or I was thinking, do you know the inner ring of a bike tire? If you fill that up like a hula hoop and you just a little slurp every now and again out of the air hole.
Listen,
perfect.
Happy bleeding days. And again, after all that, we can't do it here.
No, bring 7-Eleven to Ireland, please.
The weekend sacrifice at Spin. I was bold. You get this thing that keeps me coming back.
Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning. Catch up on anything you missed from the live show right here.
Yeah.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
It's the weekend and sacrifice on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling. I feel like he's been quiet lately, hasn't he?
He has a little bit, to be fair, but I think he's quiet ever since that TV show he did didn't really go that well.
I was just about to say the one with Lily Rose Depp, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think he's in hiding. What was it called again?
The Idol.
The Idol.
Oh, yeah, God love us all. No. Most shocking piece of television I've ever seen.
And you can watch it with a Now Entertainment membership.
Not shocking in a good way, by the way. Not like, wow, it's so full of surprises. It was terrible.
Yeah, I heard it wasn't great. Anyway. I kind of want to watch it now, though.
This is Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning. Oh, yeah.
Hello to you. It's 4 minutes after eight this Friday morning. Hope you're good.
What's going on? Welcome to the weekend, everybody.
Yay.
Thank God for that. Yesterday I brought you a story that the night before me and my housemates all went out for a bite to eat and a couple of drinks, and it was quite late into the evening when we decided I get very bored during the day because everyone is in work and I finish work quite early and I'm sitting around and I have nothing to do and I'm basically just waiting for all of my housemates to come home to entertain me. So I think
you
it was...
You've so many options.
I do.
When you have the afternoon to yourself.
I don't take any of them. So I just sit there on the couch and go, well, okay, only 5 more hours till they're home. 3.5 more hours, still here on the couch. So they decided, Dave, you should get yourself a friend. And I was like, I should do that. So we decided we'd get a new housemate. I was telling you on the show yesterday. And I said, we were going to get a fish. We wanted to get a betta fish, which is just a loner fish. It's like a fighter fish, so you're not supposed to have it in a tank with anything else, just on its own. They're really nice to look at. They're like mermaids. Very, very nice. So we decided this quite late into the evening. Oh, we'll get you a fish. That's what we should do. Keep you entertained. You know what I mean? We'll all pitch in. So yesterday, after the show, was my job to go and get a fish. I brought this to the show and I said, where the hell should I go get a fish? People gave me a couple of places and I was like, right, I might go and check them out. And then I was driving home. I drove past the pet shop and I went, God, I hope they don't do fish.
Why?
Because I realised I didn't really want one.
Oh, for God's sake.
I've had fish in the past and they're actually more trouble than they're worth. Like... They're great for about 2 days.
Dave, you went on about this as if it was a sure thing. You were talking about the heater that this betta fish would need.
Yeah, it's a tropical,
it's a tropical fish.
Yeah, it's going to be tropical.
You had a name for a terrible name for the fish.
The name of the fish was going to be called Lil John or LJ for short. Why? Because we like the song Usher. Yeah, and Lil John when he goes okay.
That really annoyed me yesterday. It made no sense.
Our landlord is called John, and we aren't allowed pets, so it would be nice to go to John, our landlord, and be like, hey John, meet Lil John. And he'd be like, that's a beautiful fish. Anyway, so I stopped off at this pet shop, went in, they didn't have, but it was only a pet food shop. And I was like, honestly, thank God. Because I would have had to buy the fish and then the tank and then the heater and then plants and then stones for the tank. And yeah. You're talking a couple of hundred probably.
You know when you're buying like a hamster and you have the hamster cage and you buy like loads of fun stuff for it, like a little rotator.
Yeah.
Is there any fun stuff you can get for fish?
Yeah, not really. Like
no.
A few houses, but all they do is hide in them.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Fair.
And then you don't get any benefit.
You'd be so bored. Little John is hiding in his house again.
So I drive home and I'm just like, I just won't say anything. Then I get a text from the housemates, right?
Of course.
Into the group chat. Into the group chat. But it's so funny because obviously we're all a little bit giddy the night before when we were out for dinner and drinks. I get a text from the housemate. Oh crap. David. ... Tell me you didn't actually get a fish. And I said, his name is LJ and he's in the sitting room. And they went, no, please, tell me you didn't. You're looking after it. I'm not doing anything. I've nothing to do. Every single housemate, one by one, is like, I've nothing to do with this. This was a silly joke we did last night. I've nothing to do with this thing. You're cleaning it. You're looking after it.
After all their commitments, we'll share the load. We'll share all the jobs.
None of that.
But you know what? I'm glad.
Thank God I didn't get the bloody fish. I then had to be like, no, I knew this would happen. That's why I didn't get the fish. So no fish house. Don't worry, landlord John. It is fine. No fish.
There's a betta fish hanging out in some pet shop in Dublin.
Yeah.
Who really wants the name Little John? He was crying tears of sadness this morning.
I wonder, if you own a pet store or you're going to a pet store, will you go to your betta fish and name one of them Little John for me? And when you're giving it away, you have to tell the owner he already has a name and it's Little John.
Okay, fair.
Please.
I think that's the only good that could come out of the situation. We have the golden ticket on the way next here at Spin. Hit music now!
Okay, let's go.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Emma, Dave and Aisling's golden ticket.
Here we go.
The prize on the golden ticket at the moment, as you know, probably, is a lovely trip to Corfu for 7 nights at the Royal Grand Hotel.
Oh, beautiful.
All the thanks to Sunway, Ireland's hassle-free holiday company.
Blue skies and blue-ass water there.
Oh, man. I was just saying, I was at the Olympia last night and I brought my umbrella, my favourite umbrella. It's a good umbrella. It's one of those ones that you just press the button and it goes... Pachung!
Oh, yeah.
And it's sturdy, you know. Anyway, I lost it last night.
What has this got to do with Corfu?
Because of the rain, Dave.
Oh, it's grim here.
It's rain.
Yeah, that's one thing you wouldn't need an umbrella for. And the only thing you need an umbrella for in Corfu is putting your drink.
Or or to block out the sun.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, if it's too sunny. Emma's on to try and take this office this morning. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Good. Really, really good. What are you up to for the day, Emma?
I'm off to work now, and then I'm actually going away this evening.
Oh, perfect. Well, first off, what do you do for work?
I'm working in a hotel, so I plan like weddings and events and stuff.
Very nice.
You plan weddings, do you?
Yeah.
That's a bit of stress, I'd say, Em, is it?
No, it's good. That's my favourite part.
Really?
I love that.
They're boring, yeah.
And again, it's a stereotype, so forget about it if not true, but bridezillas, question mark?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, yeah, okay. So. Maybe not then.
Very much so. Where are you off to tonight?
I actually don't know. It's a surprise holiday, so I just have a bag packed and I'm off to the airport.
Sorry,
what's in the bag?
Everything. I didn't know what's ruined.
Okay, who organised this trip and what have you been told? Tell me everything.
My best friend, and it's a ski break for a weekend and between 20 and 30 degrees.
Wow.
Your best friend. I love girls.
Oh my God, where are you going to go? She doesn't know. Where do you think you're going to go?
I've literally no idea. I thought like South France, but right. I've been told no friends are Italy, so I'm lost.
I'd say you're off to Madrid, gal.
Oh, could be Madrid, you know.
That'd be nice. I'll go anywhere.
Lisbon, maybe.
Oh, Lisbon's a good shout.
I don't know where it's 20 to 30
and
degrees.
Somewhere I've never been, so I don't know.
Somewhere you've never been.
Oh, my God.
Sorry, what's the occasion? Was it your birthday or something, or is she just being a soundie?
Yeah, it was my birthday a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, Emma, what's your friend's name?
Craig.
Oh, sorry, it's a him. Oh, that's so cute.
I love it.
Love that for you guys. Okay, well, look, this one wouldn't be a surprise. It would be a trip to Corfu.
It would indeed. Yeah. But it wouldn't be a surprise, but you'd be able to pack for it, which would be nice. This is Emma David Ashling's Golden Ticket. Have you heard this game before, Emma?
Yeah, I listen every morning.
Amazing. Thank you for that. Guess the five songs and artists within 25 seconds to win the ultimate break in Corfu. If it's a song with a few people on it, you only need to tell us one artist that's on the song. There's no skipping or passing. We can't move on until you get the song and artist correct. However, if you really don't know the song, you can swap it for a different one. You can only do that once and you can't do it on the final song. So if you want to swap the song, shout the word swap. And when you get it correct, we'll pause the clock just so you can gather yourself and get ready for the next one. Does that all make sense, Emma?
Yeah, perfect.
Happy days. Where are you from, by the way?
Ballyfermot.
Emma from Ballyfermot. You got 25 seconds on the clock. The best of luck. Song one plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
St. Texas. Beyonce, Texas Hold'em.
Stop the clock.
Beautifully done. You did that in less than 3 seconds, Emma. Well done. You've got 22 seconds left on the clock. 4 songs to go and a swap remains.
Not a bad start. Let's go for song two. Emma plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
As you promised me that I was more than all the miles combined, you must have had yourself a change of heart.
What's his name?
Swap. Oh, okay. Let's swap it out.
Nicely done. Understandably, I get it as much as it's a big song. He is a new artist on the scene and probably the first song, you know, in the chart. So he's not really, maybe not a recognisable name just yet. That was Noah Kahan is his name, Emma.
Oh, yeah.
You're all right. We're back to 22 seconds on the clock.
And we're going for a brand new song too. It plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. I have this thing where I
get older, but you said... Taylor Swift, Wildest Dreams.
Not Wildest Dreams. It is Taylor Swift, though.
I don't know.
Opposite of Uncle Villain.
I don't know.
Two, one. There's your time. Why does no one ever...
In the car, I know.
Why does no one ever get my clue of it's the opposite of what... Emma, what do you think the opposite of Uncle Villain is?
What's the opposite of Uncle?
Auntie,
yeah. And what's the opposite of
villain?
Anti-hero.
That's what it would have been.
I'm so sorry. I feel bad, but actually you have the day of dreams ahead. If my friend was like, pack your bags, we're heading away, bring your suitcase, we're going to 20 or 30 degrees, I'd be like, having the time of my life.
It's going to be a great weekend for you, Emma. We're very, very jealous. Enjoy that. Thank you for listening and thank you for playing.
Have a nice day.
Bye-bye. Okay, so here's the deal, okay? We have one more day with Aisling off to give this away in her absence.
Yes.
And that day is Monday.
So please, if you are a music expert, please get on.
If you love Spin, you know tunes, you play the Golden Ticket every morning while you're listening in the car or at home or wherever you are in your AirPods and you're like, this game is for me, but I don't have the balls to enter. Do. It's grand. You're just chatting to us. Forget about the rest of them. Right?
Also, I presume Emma's gone, but Emma, if you could get back onto us on Monday and let us know where you went.
That would be great.
Because I need closure, please.
So do I.
I need to know where you've been. I need to know where is 29 degrees right now, by the
yeah,
way.
Yeah, totally.
So yeah, Emma, if you could get back onto us, that'd be great.
087-711-103. It's where Golden and a WhatsApp will have you registered to play on Monday. Let's do it before Ashton gets back on Tuesday. Yeah? Tate McRae and Greedy now here at Spin.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
Leanne with Iris Starr. That's my love on Spin. Morning.
I need to call out someone on the show this morning.
What now?
I know I'm always calling people out, right? But this, I think, is absolutely deserved. I was on Instagram during the week and I saw something online that I thought was quite possibly one of the weirdest things in the entire world. I saw a very excitable Callum Farmer, producer Callum, on his Instagram filling up a car with petrol for the very first time. Oh, he went out with the boss, they were driving around, and Nick pulled over to get petrol put in the car. And Nick was like, Callum, you fill that up there. And Callum was like, I've never done that, apparently. And so Nick filmed him filling up the car, and you need to listen to this.
Hi, my name's Callum, and this is the very first time at the age of 31 that I'm filling up a car.
He got so excited.
It's the fumes is getting to my head. I'm
please state the date
dizzy.
Time.
It is currently the 3rd of April. Ah, it's stopped. Ah, we're full.
Explain yourself, producer Callum. Oh my God.
Man, I just don't understand this.
I haven't had a sheltered life, I promise you. So I am 31 years of age and we were out and about. We were doing business and we were coming back into Dublin.
No, I don't care about that.
Doing business.
How have you never, ever filled up a car with petrol before?
The spin car was running empty and I said to Nick, I've never filled up a car before. And again, his shock was, it was being filled.
Yeah, yeah.
So basically, I live with my mum back home in the UK, and she never.
It's one hell of a commute every day.
Yeah, I get the Ryanair flight at 4 a.m. every morning, and she didn't. She never really drove. She got a car when I was kind of 18, but she didn't drive it an awful lot. She got by on the buses fine, and yeah. Like, there's a good public transport network back home. So she just never had the need for a car.
Yeah, yeah.
So there was never any opportunity to fill up a car, and again. I started learning to drive when I was 17 and I stopped learning to drive when I was 17. And that's a story for another day.
Yeah.
But then I never really drove because then I moved around the UK for work and
yes,
then I moved here.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I didn't need a car here because it's terrible to drive.
Listen,
in this city.
I get it. It's still ridiculous.
It's insane.
At one point you're on the road with a friend and they're like, fill it up there for me, will you?
Yeah.
You just think that this opportunity would arise. But as a 31-year-old man, what was your experience like? Did you enjoy it?
It never came across. I've never thought about asking any of my friends, hey, can I fill up your car? Until I was on the road on Wednesday.
Yeah.
And it just a wave of realisation.
And in the clip you'll hear that it's the pump stops at a certain point and Callum kind of freaks out.
Yeah.
The pump obviously retracts.
Yeah.
And
when it's full. Yeah,
when it's full or whatever. What did you think had happened?
I thought I'd done something wrong and I was really worried that I was going to get like fuel everywhere and everything would be on fire.
I always say, you know, on the show I'm always giving out, like I joke and say, if you know, when I'm a married woman, I'll never fill up my car again because I just think it's such a crap job.
It's so
I really
boring.
Don't enjoy it.
I loved it. I absolutely loved it. I would do it for anyone. But the thing
really?
Is, because I didn't know what to do. I didn't know what pump to take. I was out there on the forecourt and Nick got out the car and was showing me. I was like his son.
Yeah.
Nick is only like 3 years older than me. He was like, this is the pump. And then I put the pump into the car and started squeezing. I was like, nothing's coming out. Nothing's coming out.
That is so, you have to wait for it to turn on.
Yeah. And it was like, why is there nothing coming? And then all of a sudden I was like, because I could feel the pressure of the petrol coming out.
I was watching this Instagram story and I was going, this is the most bizarre thing in the entire world, until I kind of thought back until a couple of weeks ago and I was kind of thinking, like, how has Callum never filled up a car before? But then I was just like, things you did as an adult recently for the very first time. So this happened to me only a couple of weeks ago when me and my housemate went to do the big shop. Well, he wanted to do the big shop and I was like, I may as well go with them as well to do my big shop, right? And we stop off in Aldi, right?
Yeah.
I always go to Lidl. He's an Aldi person, so we went to Aldi.
Look, there's two types of different people in the world.
There is. Yeah. So we get out of the car, we're walking, and he's like, your bags are in the back of your car.
Yeah.
He's like, do you not want your bags? I was like, no, they're Lidl bags. And he was just like, yeah. And I was like, I can't bring a Lidl bag into Aldi. Like. And he was just like, what in God's name are you talking about? And I was like, I thought you had to bring, I know it sounds ridiculous.
Oh,
I didn't know you were allowed to bring a different bag. Not that you're not allowed, but I thought you'd get looks like a, sorry, that's not allowed in here type of vibe. You need to buy, do you know when you like go to a restaurant, right? Or something like that, and you're not allowed to bring in a bag of chips from the chipper to the restaurant or to the pub or something like that.
Yeah, but like you can't bring in, bag.
I thought you'd have to bring in something that you've bought there originally. So I didn't think you were allowed into the shop with an little bag if you were going to Aldi.
It's like McDonald's, you can't bring anything from the outside world yeah, into McDonald's.
Exactly, you can't, yeah, exactly, you can't bring, I thought it was like you couldn't bring fries from Burger King into McDonald's.
I literally was out with my friend last night and she was like, how's the breakfast show going anyway? Are you well settled? I was like, oh sure, we're well into it now, nearly 2 years in. And she was like, you love it? I was like, I love it. And I was like, sure, at 10 o'clock in the morning, I don't know what I've heard. I've heard all sorts of everything every morning and I laugh a lot and I hear the stupidest stories and I really enjoy it and that is up there.
So yeah, those are things we did as an adult recently for the very first time. I'm proud of
Aren't
us.
Aren't you proud of us? People are proud of us. People are proud
I'm
of
not.
Us.
I'm not, to be honest. Nathan Dawes, we ain't
Two
it for long.
In the corner. I'm sick and tired. You came this thing with Kiss Me Girl and back. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning. Catch up on anything you missed from the live show right here. Yeah.
It spins fully charged, recharged. That's Nathan Dawes. New track, it's called We Ain't Here For Long on Spin. You're with Emma, Dave and Aisling. Just Emma and Dave this morning.
Me and producer Callum were kind of chatting about things you did as an adult recently for the very first time because I kind of slagged him from during the week where he filled up a car with petrol for the very first time and I'd like to congratulate you on
Thank
that.
You.
A big moment in your life.
Very, like I will always remember that day.
Yeah, I honestly thought it was the funniest thing that he was so buzzing and he put it up on his Instagram story and all to actually be like, look, I filled up a car for the first time. I was like, you should not be advertising this. But then at the same time, I was like, do you know what? I kind of understood as we were talking about things you did as an adult recently for the very first time. I genuinely thought you weren't allowed to bring certain supermarket bags into a kind of competitor supermarket. I went to Aldi with my housemate and I had little bags in the back of the car and he was like, your bags are there. And I was like, yeah, but they're little bags. Like I can't bring them into Aldi. And he was like, are you thick? So apparently you can do that. I didn't know you were allowed to do that. I thought you'd get given out to.
Alex was on.
I just want to come on and say that I think that's why Lidl and Aldi have security people at the door to prevent people from bringing different shops' bags. I mean, of course, how can you bring a Dunn's bag in Lidl? Like, the disrespect.
Exactly, that's what I thought. I was like, I thought it'd be really disrespectful. I thought you can't go to a pub, get a pint and bring it into another pub. Like, you can't do that.
Like calling over to your girlfriend's out with your ex in your hand. Too much.
Good morning. And I want to take you back almost to like a year ago on this show where I was constantly asking you for help because I was single. I was a single guy and didn't really know what to do. And I was getting in certain scenarios and I didn't know what to...
You were very honest.
I was always looking for advice. But we're back to that. We're back to that moment in life.
Oh, Dave's back.
Dave's back. Single
Dave's
Dave is back.
Back. Okay, great, because Single Dave was really fun.
Single Dave is here. And so I've been texting this girl for a couple of days, right? It's nothing too serious or anything like that.
2 days.
3 days, I think. The thing I've realised about her and about a lot of people, maybe it's just me, I'm a very good texter.
I've always said that about you. Like, kudos where it's due. I appreciate good texters. David Hammond's wonderful texter.
You text me. I'm on my phone all the time. Yeah. I will text you back like that.
If Dave doesn't reply in the first 5 minutes, it's like, call an ambulance.
Yeah. Or he's asleep or something like that. Do you know what I mean? But usually I'll text back straight away.
Yeah.
Not everyone shares that kind of ethos.
Yeah.
And that annoys me. Mm. Do you know what I mean? I understand that I finish work quite early. Do you know what I mean? I finish work at maybe 10:30, 11 o'clock during the day. And I have the rest of the day to just kind of do me, whatever I want. So I constantly have my phone in my hand. So I'm always texting back. However, some
You're the most online person I know.
Yes, I really am. Yeah. Like, notoriously online. But when I'm texting this girl, I've only been texting for like 3 days, right? She takes like 2 hours to respond a lot of the time because she's in work and things like that, right? And here's my question. When she texts back after the 2 hours, do I have to wait 2 hours myself?
Oh, good question.
To give this girl the impression that I have a life too.
To feign her into thinking I have stuff going on.
Yeah, I have stuff going on. You're not the only thing going on in my life.
I'm sitting here looking at my phone light up for your messages. Okay.
So it's gotten to the point where she texts me and I'm like looking at the phone and going, well, I can read the message. I know what I want to say back. But no, I have to watch a movie first. and wait okay. 2 hours.
No, no, no. I totally do you know what I mean? What you're saying.
Because I kind of sometimes if you're texting someone and they text back, it's a long text, and they text back straight away, you're like, oh God, okay, I have to get in the mindset now again. But I'm just more of a straight away texter.
Totally, and I hear you. And I think when you're seeing someone and like, you know, the way you might drop a message every now and again across the day and then you're both online in the evening and you've a good chat.
Yes. Yeah.
That's a good vibe.
Yeah.
But if you're kind of a crossover max throughout the day, I totally know what you mean. And I think if someone sets the standard of a few hours, because I've been the person who, I was like, honey, where were you? I'm straight back onto you. Yeah, I don't have any pride. I'm just like, oh, hello, I'm here. But then if you're waiting again for a few hours, your attitude and your mind changes and you kind of go, do I have to hold off as well? Is it some kind of a game?
It is a game. That's the thing. I'm like, do I have to play these games? Or also I'm like, I'm 28 now. I'm kind of sick of games. Like if you're online and you could see my text, just text back.
I know.
Do you know what I mean? And I'm the same. If I see your text, I'll text back straight away.
But some people are very strict on that. If you're waiting 90 minutes, I'm bloody waiting 92 minutes.
Exactly. No. That's the thing. So what my question for you this morning is instant text back or wait to text back? So instant or wait. Will I just text back when it comes in and I see it? Or is that a bit of an ick? Is that too much like...
Do you really do you want to impress this girl?
I've only known her like 3 days. But yeah, she's cool like...
For 3 days.
She's cool like... But like, and thankfully she doesn't listen to the show, which is wonderful. But I'm curious, instant or wait? 087-711-1038.
I think it's a good question. I think we've all been in that situation where you're like, I want to come across well...
Yeah, I want to know what the texting etiquette is.
But I also stop playing games with my heart. All right, instant or wait in a WhatsApp. Let us know. Just all you have to do is send that message. Instant or wait. We'll do a little poll on this and give Dave a hand. He's back.
Dave is back. I was telling you that I've been texting this girl for the last couple of days, right? And she is a bad texter because, to be fair, she's in work. And I famously am not in work after 10:30 in the morning. So I have a lot of free time and I'm sitting there going, texting her back, and then she'll text me back after 2 hours, and I'm like, do I have to wait 2 hours to respond, or do I have to like, can I just text back immediately? Because I have my phone here, like I'm ready to just go. But I've been kind of thinking maybe I should start playing a few games and watching a movie before I respond, because it'll waste some time.
Watch 3 episodes of New Girl and then I can reply.
Yeah, very true. Yeah. So I don't know what to do. Should I instant reply or should I wait and reply?
Sally's been on. She's standing by. What do you think? Wait or instant, Sally?
No, absolutely wait.
Wait.
Yeah, no, that's too eager.
Oh,
She'll run.
I am an eager beaver, that's the only thing.
Okay, Sally, so have you been in that situation yourself where you're like, I must hold off, and do you kind of just pick up what they're putting down?
Yeah, no, I just think it's too much. I couldn't.
She,
I couldn't do it.
Sally's already getting the ick.
Sally has the ick through the phone.
So, right, tell me this, right? She doesn't respond for 2 hours. How long until I respond to her?
Maybe about an hour, even. Don't
do
the 2 hours. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's too obvious.
Because then it's too obvious. Yeah. So many games.
But it's getting to the point where I'm setting an alarm on my phone. I'm like, do you know what I mean? Now I can respond. Do you know what I mean? I've already had the text written out on my phone for an hour.
It's so annoying when you're in that situation and you just want to be chatting to someone.
I hope you don't have the blue ticks on.
No, I do have the blue ticks on. I just don't have the last online on. But I have the blue ticks on.
What, your blue ticks and ink as well?
Then she can see that you've read it and not
replied. Yeah, no.
Well, no, here's the thing.
I don't open it.
You have the preview on. You can just drop it down on your phone, can't you, without giving the blue tick?
Yeah, but sometimes I can't see the whole message and that's really annoying.
I know, that is really annoying. I just find it annoying sometimes when you are texting someone and the conversation of like, well, how's your day going? Could have been wrapped up and we could have moved to whole other territories if you just text back.
Yes.
But now it's 4 o'clock in the day and we're still like, Dave, it was good, thanks. This is so boring. It's going on all day.
I totally agree. But you're saying to play some games, Sally.
Yeah, absolutely. What age? Eager beaver.
What age are you, Sally?
27.
Okay, I need to start listening.
Basically, same age as me then.
All right.
Damn it. Maybe it's just my personality. I'm too eager. Maybe that's why I'm single. There we go. Sally, thank you very much for making me realise a lot about myself.
No problem, Dave.
See you later, Sally. Bye.
We're getting so many realizations on the spot this morning. I think this, right? I think that if it continues and she's deliberately holding off, because she's trying to look cool as well, right? By her holding off, she's trying to impress you, I think.
Yeah, I don't think that's a thing. I think she's just like, God, he texted me again? Really? It's been 5 minutes.
But I think that if it's constantly going to be held off, at a point you're just going to get bored.
Yeah,
do you know
very
that
true.
Kind of way?
Very true.
And I also think, from a personal perspective, there's nothing more exciting than realising you're texting a great texter.
Really?
Oh, because it's great crack.
Yeah.
If you realise you're texting someone who is a slow texter, you're just like... snore fest. Yeah. You know that kind of way?
Yeah, a little bit.
I think go for it, Dave. I think life is too short.
I think we all need to stop playing games.
However, my advice could keep you single forever. So, I don't know. You do you. Listen to Sally.
Fully charged with Emma, Dave, and Aisling in the morning.
Wake up, Emma, Dave, and Aisling.
We got the morning routine.
Hello and good morning. It is Friday, the 5th of April, 2024. You're with Emma, Dave, and Aisling. This is Spin. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. It's the weekend again. Woo!
Speaking of the weekend, tomorrow morning I planned all week to meet my friend from college.
Okay.
And the plan is to go to Glendalough and do a big owl long hike, as in bring a backpack and some drinks and stuff, you know.
Very nice.
Maybe a little Sambo in the bag. Like a big culchy.
You should do that. You think you should get one? Because you do a lot of walks, don't you? You should get one of them bags that you can fill up with water and just have the little hose.
That'd be cool.
Coming out the thing and just slurp it up.
I know we were giving out yesterday about the storms that are coming in all the across the weekend. It looks like it's going to be pretty bad in parts of the country. Hopefully we'll be all right and everyone will be fine. But Storm Kathleen, followed by another lad. What's his name again? We talked about it yesterday.
It must be a girl because they're all named after women.
Do you remember yesterday we were saying though that it was the Portuguese Met Office? Anyway, two storms coming in this weekend, right?
Yeah.
And as much as I hate storms, it's rejigged the plan to my benefit.
You hate a storm? I love a storm.
Oh, well, I'm sick of it at this time of year. I'd like a bit of sun. However, Glendalough Walk has become sleepover at mine with a few drinks.
That's much better.
That is
much better.
So, yeah.
And you can still have your Sambo.
Yeah, I'm still going to pack the Sambo anyway, just for the sake of it. Go with the good intentions. Leave the hiking boots out. But actually, I just said, look, if the storm's bad, do you want to just come to mine and sure, we can have a drink and have a little catch up.
An empty bottle of Coke falls over and Emma's like, no, we can't. We can't go out.
There's a wheelie bin after moving. Yeah.
The good thing as well is with that, what you've really got well here, Emma, is it's at yours.
Yeah.
You don't have to leave.
No, I don't have to move.
You don't have to go. And that's the perfect.
That's the dream.
Yeah. And I've the house to myself for the weekend, so this is perfect.
All these other suckers coming along, having to do the journey and pack stuff, and you've got all this stuff here.
Literally, come on over, hon, if the storm's bad. She said, well, that sounds like a fantastic idea. I think deep down, I don't think either of us really wanted this hike.
It's good to know that everyone else in the world also hates leaving their house. Like everyone else. Because I hate leaving my house. I'm like, let's just let me stay here.
Honestly, sometimes I have to go and get milk from the shop and I'm like, I can't.
Yeah.
I actually can't.
I do like a good hotel, but it's just the effort of packing and stuff.
Yeah, I get what you mean.
And I think if you are someone who tends to go, like, say if you live in Dublin but you're from somewhere else in the country and you're travelling every weekend, a weekend of just, I don't have to pack a bag.
Yeah.
It's such a treat, you know?
I'd say it's very, very nice.
All right, it's 6 minutes after nine. It's Friday's show. That means worst bits of the week. That means one more tune. Don't go anywhere. You're on Spin.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
I don't know if you remember about 7 years ago, right? Amazon set up these people-less shops. So, like, no workers in them, basically.
Was that 7 years?
7 years ago.
Were we not really excited about a shop, potential of a shop in Dublin Airport?
Yeah.
That would be the same.
Pretty much simple as that, right? So this idea was you go to this Amazon Go shop.
Yeah.
You scan your account at the door and then you go in, you pick up whatever you want and you walk right out. Like there's no like, hi, how are you? And
That's sad.
You know, there's none of the scanners or anything like that. The point was that you don't have to go up to a till after and pay. So basically, whatever you bought would come out of your own Amazon account. So no people, no tills, no queues. Just pure vibes, right? Just pure vibes. There was AI cameras everywhere and sensors that scanned you constantly scanned your basket to make sure it knew what you were picking up and what you were buying. And the great thing about it was if you change your mind, put something back, it knew. It was able to register that and it would take it out of your bill at the end.
Right, you know what I
mean? And then even if you took it back off again, you'd be like, do I need the cupcake? No, I don't. Put it back. Actually, yeah, I'm going to get it. Do you know what I mean? Mm. It would realise that. And it was actually quite clever. And this was a kind of groundbreaking technology that they advertised it. Like they had basically just discovered fire.
We used computer vision, deep learning algorithms, and sensor fusion, much like you'd find in self-driving cars. We call it Just Walk Out technology. When you leave, our Just Walk Out technology adds up your virtual cart and charges your Amazon account.
This was this whole marketing strategy of, you know, just go technology. That's all it is. Yeah. You know what I mean? Well, it turns out this insane groundbreaking technology is not something really people really wanted. Amazon said, we've heard from our customers that while they enjoyed the benefit of skipping the checkout line with Just Walk Out, they also wanted the ability to easily find nearby products and deals, view their receipts as they shop, and know how much money they saved while shopping throughout the store. Also, I'd imagine there was no one to be like, hi, do you have milk? Where's the milk? Do you know what I mean? There's no one there.
I know. Do you find that sad? I know you love AI. Do you not think it's sad? Like, as much as we don't really think about it too much, but if it was taken away from us and there was no one there to be like, well, how are you? Grand. Rotten day, isn't it? Would you not kind of miss that?
I don't think I'd miss it, but I would miss people having jobs. Do you know what I mean? I want people to have jobs and that's good. Do you know what I mean? But I'm also like, I love technology and I love the fact of walking into a shop and scanning whatever and just going. I think that's kind of cool, but it's also, I wouldn't want it in every shop.
Do you think the hype would like wear off after a while?
Definitely would. Like, do you remember only banks, I think, a couple of years back, have completely
so many
gone. But banks used
My
to have loads of
people. My mom worked in AIB for like her whole career and was based out in Tala for years. And like, I just felt so sorry for her.
Yeah.
As in, she had retired by the time it all kind of kicked off in that extent. But like, she thought about it for her friends and all. She was like, it's just sad because you'd make so many friends through like your, not friends, but like people that are your customers day in, day out. Like, you'd be pally with.
I understand that.
To a machine.
Speaking of banks, that's what they did. They kind of just went technology forward and they don't really have many people in there anymore. And it's just kind of screens and frequently asked questions. There's nothing more that I hate than going onto a website.
It's like, that none of these are my questions.
It's like, give me help, someone. But it also turns out that this insane, groundbreaking technology didn't really exist. They wanted to launch this technology first before they even made it, if that makes sense. So basically, Amazon said, hey, we have a thing that can do this. Don't ask questions. Do you want it? And the public were like, nah, not really. Mm. So Amazon decided, grand, we won't really pump much money into it. Mm. So they didn't really make the AI kind of, AI knows when you're picking it up and when you're putting it back and when you've changed your mind and things like that. Basically, they've just got 1,000 people in a centre in India to watch customers on camera to see what you've got and then do up your bill.
That's not practical.
So you think, oh, grand, it's like AI, this is really, really cool. It's not. It's 1,000 people in India watching you on cameras.
Wow.
Basically, what Amazon have invented is CCTV. That's what they've done. They've reinvented groundbreaking technology, CCTV.
And literally, you could have paid one man or woman in that shop to be able to do that, but you have 1,000 people keeping an eye on everything.
Exactly.
That doesn't make any practical
doesn't
sense.
Doesn't make any practical sense.
There was an interesting case a few months ago, my dad was telling me about it. Tesla, the car. Is that the one where you don't even have to hold a wheel?
Yeah, well, it's like, it does have a self-driving kind of.
So this self-driving
option.
Car, maybe it's not Tesla, but
it
whatever
is Tesla,
it is.
Yeah.
Okay, Grant, sorry. But basically, there was a court case whereby a guy was done for dangerous driving because he didn't have his hands on the wheel.
Right, yeah.
So this was going on and on and on. And again, it's like a whole new thing for the court system to deal with, because they're like, well, I bought a car that's self-driving. He had his arms crossed sitting back and the wheel just letting it do its thing. And it's a whole just new world for like even the legal system to be like, what do we do with this situation?
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
Interesting.
Is it who runs Tesla again?
Elon Musk.
Like, is it Musk's problem or this lad's problem who had his arms?
I think they have decided to start being like telling people, oh, actually put your hands on the wheel. Please.
Yeah. Uncharted waters, as they say. You're on spin.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Question for both of you in the room, actually, Callum and Dave, and yourself listening, of course, always. Do you have something that you like collect, or like a thing in the house that if you share a house, if it's with your partner or housemates, or maybe you're still living with your mom and dad, and it drives them mad that you have so much of this particular thing around the house? No?
Frozen pizza boxes.
I don't have anything, but when my girlfriend Jess was younger, she used to collect snow globes.
Oh, that's annoying.
Have loads of them. Like,
that's annoying.
In fairness, whenever I go away, I like to get a fridge magnet. As in, like, any new city that I goes to, I get a fridge magnet.
Any new city that I goes to.
I kind of like, that's probably my biggest collection.
I get them for the house as well, but like all of me and all the housemates will get it. Whenever we're away, anywhere, we get a fridge magnet.
Yeah.
Just that's
to,
really
to
cute.
Make the landlord think we're really cultured.
Yeah, well traveled.
At least with a fridge magnet, it's not very space consuming.
Yeah.
My thing, and I think you guys know this anyway, is houseplants, okay?
I did not know this.
What?
I didn't know you were into houseplants at all.
Are you serious?
Yeah, seriously.
Okay, so I got into the houseplant thing about 2 years ago. My granny gave me a plant, right? And it's called a spider plant. So it's one of these plants that, like, it's real hairy.
Okay.
So when it's small, it's tiny. But, you know, it's got really long leaves. They all fall out over the pot, you know? So it gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And then it sprouts. So when it sprouts, it develops new little hairies.
Right.
So then you're meant to pick them off and put them into a glass of water, wait till they root, and
little
then plant
hairies.
Them.
Little hairies.
Like, Emer, my housemate, calls it the hairy plant, and she despises it.
Yeah,
she's
I wouldn't like that either, to be honest.
I'm always joking. I'm like, wait now to the day I move out. You're going to miss my plants. And she's like, I will not.
In fairness, there is no better feeling. I'm not a plant guy, but there is no better feeling when you take care of a plant and it just survives.
Yeah.
You're doing a good job.
And
I've never had that. Or I've never tried either.
Yeah. So basically, that was number one. And then the obsession continued. At the moment, I am in possession of one, two, three. imminently. Oh, nine houseplants.
Oh, dear God.
I have nine houseplants.
I didn't think Aisling Bonner would have that much.
One of them is a tree. It's pretty large.
What?
It's pretty big, and it's in front of the telly, and it's thriving, so it's getting really, really big. I had eight houseplants, and at this point, I sometimes try to rearrange them to give them better light, so I might move one into the bathroom. If I think it's getting a bit too clunky around, I might move one into my room.
Oh, my God.
Like, you never know where they're going to appear. So the housemates get home, and there's just a houseplant.
You'd be freaked out a little bit as well, especially if, like, say, you move something overnight, and then in one morning you come downstairs,
yeah,
and then they're taken aback by, like, that wasn't there
last
night.
That wasn't their last
the
one,
tree
yeah.
has frightened people, because it's almost like it's about a meter and a half tall.
Yeah. Dear God.
It's pretty big.
Do you go around every day watering them?
Once a week, Dave. That's
oh
all they
my
need.
God.
That's all they need.
I just couldn't deal with that.
So my housemates are at the point of, like, get her out of here with her houseplants. And when I'm away, like when I was in Thailand, they would say, look, we're deliberately not watering them.
Oh, no.
That's
we,
not fair.
Like, they're rising me, but they're like, no, yeah. we're not going to water them. We want them to die. And then I was at home last weekend with my granny, and she was like, Emma, look what I got you.
Oh, no.
Another hairy.
So you're up to 10.
I'm up to 10.
Double digits.
And she got me a new big massive pot that, like, has, what would you say? It's kind of on stands, you know? So it's really high up in the sky. But this is Emer's least favourite of all my plants. It's another hairy.
Yeah.
Okay? So they're all going to be sprout left, right and centre. I've nowhere to put it. So at the moment, I just have them all congregated in front of the fireplace because it's obviously not lit at the moment. And at the moment, there is 8 pots of plants.
No, you need help. That's not on. Like,
it actually looks like a jungle in my house at the moment, and I think I've reached breaking point.
As in what? You're getting rid of them?
No. As in, I think I've broken Emer.
Oh right.
Like, she walked into the sitting room the other day to the new hairy and went, oh no, sorry, I can't. Oh no, I'm sorry. I can't do this, Emma. I'm sorry.
Do you know what
you need to do is when she goes to bed and she shuts her door, you need to put all of the plants outside her door. So then when she wakes up in the morning, she's just greeted by
with
them
a sign
all.
That says, why don't you love us?
You'll get this thing that keeps me coming back.
Emma, Dave and Aisling.
Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning. Catch up on anything you missed from the live show right here.
Yeah.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
One more tune.
Very good. Finally, it only took like 2 years to get to this stage. Okay, every Friday, myself and Dave and Ash, we go head to head on One More Tune. I choose a song. Dave chooses a song and Aisling chooses a song. We all have very different music tastes. You get behind the song that you want to launch the weekend and play in full. We take this really seriously and we appreciate your votes so very, very, very much. 087 711 1038.
Yeah, I personally send out a check of €100 to each person who votes for me.
I'm
going
to say, just to let you know, that's a lie. So don't get coerced by that. However, I will revolute you €1.
No, I do. Just the checks bounce.
It's Emma, Dave or Aisling in a WhatsApp. I'm back in this week. It's been a while, it's MIA and Paper Planes. It's been a while since you heard that, I'd say.
Good tune.
Emma in a WhatsApp, please. 087 711 1038.
As always, go for a bit of a rock vibe. I'm gone for this. Producer Callum, that is not what I went for at all.
You went for Mr. Brightside.
I did not go for Mr. Brightside.
Callum told me yesterday.
But I'm happy with it.
Oh, you went for the Killers song. I just saw the Killers. Oh, well, you're dealing with this now.
What song did he choose?
He went for Human.
I went for Human, but no, Callum's decided he saw the Killers. It was like, grand, Mr. Brightside.
No, sorry, I was in the car with Callum yesterday and he was like, don't forget to send me your One More Tune. And I was like, oh, yeah. I was like, what did Dave pick? And he was like, Mr. Brightside. And I was like, Asher, what's the point? He's going to win. It doesn't matter what I choose, Mr. Brightside.
My bad.
I was like, how common of him to pick
I know.
Song.
So common of me. But sure, why not? We're going with it. Dave in a WhatsApp, 087 711 1038.
Coming to you all the way from Vietnam, ooh. I have gone for this. What an absolute tune and a half. I desperately want this to play as the last song of the show. It's Chantel and T-shirt.
what I'm wearing now in Vietnam, it's very warm.
It's Aisling in a WhatsApp. If you would like to hear it in full, go on to 087-711-1038.
Such a loser.
I can't believe it took her this long for my expression a tune and a half to sink in.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's a tune and a half. Okay, Emma, Dave or Aisling in a WhatsApp, please. I've gone for Emma, MIA and Paper Planes.
I've gone for Mr. Brightside, apparently. The Killers, it's Dave in a WhatsApp.
And Ash is going for Chantel and T-shirt.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Okay, once a week we get a public roasting from our producer, Callum. A lot of the time it is fully deserved and we accept it. Hello.
Are we ready? What a short week it's been. Beyonce's album Cowboy Carter is storming the charts, expected to be number one. Yeah, we avoid getting pranked by April Fool's jokes. Whoop. And we're paying out 150k on the cash machine today. But it can't all be good things. I welcome you to the worst bits of the week.
Perfectly put on by the person who has the worst voice in the room because it's so messed up from your cold.
I know, and I'm still in and out of the doctors.
Yeah, you need to seriously go and get more medical attention, Callum.
Thank you. There's been a lot of talk of Dave this week.
Dave.
Good times.
Yeah,
so much, Dave. It's all because we started playing a new game called One Foot in the Dave this week. It's where we had to sing songs, but only using the word Dave.
Yeah, I like the thought of people just thinking I just got really egotistical all of a sudden.
Yeah, all I want to say is Dave. Because of this game, we found out a lot more about Dave than we really wanted to.
We're playing One Foot in the Dave, but don't be getting your toes in Dave's mouth.
Please, that'd be nice.
Okay.
I only let a very specific people do that.
I know I kind of walked you into it, but I regretted it as soon as I started speaking.
The M is...
Don't go any further. Stop. An honourable mention has to go to Nikita, who played the golden ticket this week. She had one song to get to win a holiday to Corfu, but sadly the name Troy Sivan just couldn't come to her.
I know it. Rush and Try On.
Troy on.
Honestly, there was no need to bring that back up, Callum.
Lesser known cousin.
It all broke our heart.
I'm so sad.
And finally, yesterday, we had a girly quiz for the ages.
Yes, I've got 30 seconds on the clock and I'd love you to tell me what goes on first, lipstick or lip liner?
It is the lip liner.
It is lip.
Goes on first.
Oh, does it? Let's go with Jess and the lip liner goes on first. Oh, Jess, what are you doing to me? Jess! What are you doing to me, Jess?
Other people do their makeup.
The evil cackle in the background because Emma said you apply lipstick first and then lip liner. But
so the website said.
The entirety of Dublin disagreed with Emma, so we gave Dave the win. We got to a point yesterday where someone messaged saying, you looked it up on a website, so you're judging Dave's knowledge of women with questions that you don't know the answer to yourself.
That's a fantastic point.
To be honest, most women are better at doing their makeup than I am.
A girly quiz was a shambles yesterday.
You wing it is a good pun.
Thank you.
Very good. I've been producer Callum and they have been the worst bits of the week.
Thank you, sir. Plan for the weekend, Dave-o.
I am going to see Darren and Joe at Vicar Street tomorrow night and I am so excited. Darren Conway and Joe McGuckin, two very good friends of mine, and they put on an unbelievable show every single time.
This is the Stoller Podcast.
Yeah, the Stoller Podcast. And I think tickets are still available, by the way, if you wanted to go and check them out because they deserve...
Oh, look at you plugging your mates.
They deserve a full sellout.
Plugging your mates.
They honestly do. They're brilliant.
And it's funny because you'd often do a lot of social support work at these live podcast events with
I kind of know what's going on with these live shows before they even happen. Yeah. So I've never actually got to go and enjoy the show without knowing what's coming up. So I'm buzzing to see.
Yeah, that'll be really exciting. I'm off to Athlone this evening with Michaela Hayes, who's up after us.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, we're heading down to see a friend. We used to live there when we worked in a different radio station. So I'm looking forward to that. I believe consternation on One More Tune, Callum, this morning.
Yeah, just
chopping and changing.
Just before we get to that, you always tell me about a place to go to in Athlone. I went to Athlone.
Oh, Jack's bar. Sean's bar.
Sean's.
I went to Athlone for a couple of days just before Christmas and Emma was like, you've got to go to this place, you've got to go to this place. I was like, I don't have time to go to this place.
Yeah.
You are such an advocate for that place.
Because I lived there, I suppose, and I lived in Athlone in my early 20s and it wasn't the best place to live in your early 20s. It's a lovely place to visit, but if you're looking to like meet loads of new friends, like it's obviously a quiet enough town as much as it's also a vibrant town. Sean's bar, oldest pub in the world, would you believe?
In the world.
Dublin that tries to contest it, but Google it. Sean's Bar is the oldest pub in the world.
Oh. In the world. I don't believe you. We'll go to that. Right, let's get into the results of One More Tune. You've been voting for the final song of the show. Emma, you went for MIA and Paper Planes.
Yeah, tune.
Dave, you went for the Killers. Human, but actually, I scheduled Mr. Brightside, so Mr. Brightside.
Yeah.
And Aisling went for Chantal and Tisha.
So the fact I lost is not my fault.
It was actually really close, and in the last song, the winner changed three times.
Oh wow,
it was crazy. In last place with 29% of the vote is David Hammond,
and it wasn't my choice; it was Callum's choice.
Yeah, it's not your fault.
The Killers, Mr. Brightside. Emma, you came second with 33%. So Aisling won with 38%.
I was saying I haven't heard this song before.
She'll be delighted.
It's an absolute tune. We are back with you on Monday. Michaela is on the way. Have a lovely weekend. Mind yourself, okay? Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Spins, fully charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave and Aisling.